This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuela's leadership that the people have spoken and they have forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham. The secretary praised Paraguay for being one of the 54 nations that have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's true president.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
Earlier, Pompeo met with the president of Paraguay, Mario Abdo Benitez, for a discussion focusing on Venezuela, human rights, transnational crime, and strengthening democracy in the region. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman has promised protesters they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Leader number 3 for Sudan in as many days, yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. This is VOA News. The Internet.